Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. The waters in Chennai may be starting to recede, but there are still pockets where residential areas remain underwater and families remain stranded even 4 days after the flooding started because of a cyclone off the coast of the city. The armed forces have been carrying out rescue operations and providing food where necessary. Today we thought we would reach out to people who are still stranded and get their voices live on this show for the first time. It's been difficult to speak to them earlier. Their phones were out of charge, but in the next few minutes, hopefully, we'll hear what they have to say. We'll also get an idea of the overall situation in parts of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh, which have faced the brunt of flooding and damage caused by the cyclone. A quick look at the situation in Chennai, and indeed, we've joined at this stage by Ramesh Sundar, a resident, Ajit George Abraham. We're also joined by Kasturi Shankar and Sarvanan Annadurai. They'll be all joining us in the next couple of minutes have all, one way or the other, been affected by the situation on the ground. But this was the latest ground situation in Chennai.
...97-year-old Venkateswaran didn't eat well for 4 days at Chennai's heavily inundated Madipakam, despite a 4,000 crore stormwater drain covering their area. Without electricity in their house, his family couldn't prepare the mashed rice in liquid form he requires. His wife tried her best to mash it manually, but he wouldn't take it.
We are worried about the weight loss. Already I think he must have lost weight. Because there was no, last 4 days there was no food.
Prasanna, a small businesswoman, tells me she fled her home just before Cyclone Migjom approached. During heavy rains in November, there was no water logging at this chronic hotspot. However, this time, her family's lifetime savings literally down the drain, including a car and two delivery vehicles worth 7 lakh.
For this upliftment, we spend 4 years. So you just imagine it. So again, we need to push and work at again 4 years.
Residents are outraged that they were left to fend for themselves when there was neck-deep waters here. The senior citizen Murali Krishnan's oven heats up after 3 days. He's angry that no politician or officials showed up when the area sank.
They will not be able to take the wrath of the people, because what they have promised is that there will be no water, no water stagnation, water will drain out as soon as possible. I think they don't have the guts to come out of places.
Finally, food and water being supplied from the third day, and officials in interior areas. They argue access was just impossible on day one. The government says without the stormwater drains they built, Chennai would have seen a disaster.
First day was very difficult for us because of accessibility. The rainfall was there continuously for the whole day. Next morning we have been able to mobilize men and material, and from that we have been working continuously in this area.
While only a scientific investigation would establish if the 4,000 crore stormwater drains project failed the city, the public perception is the government machinery certainly failed them this time. The situation brings back memories of the 2015 floods. The big question, did authorities fail to rise up this time? At Kuberan Nagar in Madipakam in Chennai, with Suresh, Sam Daniel, Findi TV.
Well, Sam Daniel joins us at this stage. Sam and our camera person Suresh have had their own houses flooded but have been reporting non-stop over the last several days. Sam, there's a frightening report now, video as well, of an oil spill, I believe, somewhere in the Buckingham Canal area. Is that true? How serious is it?
Thank you for your concern, Vishnu. That's right. Based on a video that goes viral showing traces of oil in an Indian native area in the northern part of Chennai, police are now tracing the origin of this particular oil spill. And they suspect this oil could have come from any of these petrochemical or oil refineries on this stretch and could have passed through the Buckingham Canal. And the CPCL, the Chennai Petrochemicals Limited, in a statement has denied there is any leak in its pipeline, but says it will investigate this particular matter and says despite the heavy flooding, it ensured safety of its operations. And the worrying thing is that the way the visuals show, even authorities say it could be kind of a worrying thing, but they hope they'll be able to quickly trace the origin. If the spill still continues, they hope they'll be able to fix it quickly. But at the moment, no case registered yet, Vishnu.
Sam, how bad was it in your own house and our camera person Suresh, his house? How bad was it?
Well, we had to wade through knee-deep waters. The water had entered the basement. The car is gone. It's still in waters. We'll have to wait for the waters to drain to be able to revive it. Suresh also had similar problem. He lives very closer to the Chembarambakkam Lake, where the outflow at that point in time was quite high. But we had to, on day one, wade through waters at least for 5 kilometers to be able to report from worst affected areas in that sense. But our families are safe, and in that sense, we cannot really complain, Vishnu. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sam, for carrying on with your job. It's very, very difficult, you and Suresh, over the last couple of days. I'm going to go across to Ramesh Sundar, who joins us now. Mr. Sundar, it's been, what, 4+ days now. You continue to be in an area where, water levels have been quite high. What is the situation now, and how difficult has it been over the last few days?
It's indeed a good evening, Vishnu. I'm very happy that NDTV has called me for this program. After 4 days of being in darkness, we have at least seen power today resuming by around 5 p.m. in the evening. And till today, the situation was, I would say, horrible. Because the last 4 days, absolutely no power, and water was up to the level of your almost neck in some areas. And some areas it was beyond, in front of my house, it was a neck deep. And then nobody could enter the area. There was no help from the government or corporation. Only from yesterday evening, there has been some movement of the officials here. And so some food packets have come, some water. There are some NGOs also who have come. Police have come. And many of the people have left the area because there was no power, no electricity, no water in their houses. Many of the people have just left their houses and gone to their native places by whatever transportation they got. So whoever stayed behind are still having a lot of problems because water has gone under the sums and all that. Everything is spoiled. We had to clean the houses. Actually, my house is situated 5 feet above the road level. And 1 feet of water has gone into my house. So you can see the amount of water that has logged in this Guberanagar. Guberanagar actually is not a lake area or something. It's a 1964 layout when there was absolutely no IT park, no engineering colleges, no medical colleges, which have been constructed in lake areas. Today, all the engineering colleges, medical colleges, your IT companies, and I'm sorry to say that many of the film stars and the allied people of Chennai live on the coastline in bungalows. Where would the water from the city recede, particularly South Chennai? And the Central Chennai at least is better because they're constructed by the British. And somebody told me 15,000 crores of rupees has been spent in the last 15 years by various governments. Forget 4,000 crores. Where has 15,000 crores gone? And they have taken 2 lakhs as development plan, development expenses from me when I constructed the house in 2015. Where has all this money gone, sir? Are these stars not answerable? Who will live in Nilangarai and further? Are they not responsible to answer to the public? They have blocked entire ways of water flowing outside Chennai. Everybody knows that the water has to flow through the Buckingham Canal to the Muttukad and from Muttukad to the sea. There is a new road which has been constructed from OMR to ECR. It's just 10 feet above the road level and half constructed. and nothing has been completed. All these drains have nothing have been completed. Sorry, Vishnu, I'm very sorry that I have to bust out like this. I've seen pregnant women, children suffering in the last 3 days. It's really, you cannot say any words of sympathy for any of that. I'm sorry that I've
No. Thank you for speaking your mind. People need to hear this. Ajit, George, Abraham, where are you right now? And how bad is the situation over the last couple of days at your house and in the area around your house?
So Vishnu, thanks for having me on the show, and I appreciate that. I live in Venus Colony, just behind Boys Garden, and that's in the heart of the city. And we had water till this morning, right? And power came back late last evening. And for the first time between 2015, I've been living here for the last 22 years, and 2015, we had water rising up, but that was maybe a foot. This time we had water, like my previous colleague mentioned, up to the chest height, and all our cars in the road have been damaged. All properties have been damaged. We had no intimation of, other than, saying that everything is geared, but we had nobody come out and talk to us or even tell us when power will come back. None of the helpline numbers that were given by the government and, were working. I tried. I kept saving power on my battery to call these people, because this road is filled with elderly people. And at least in 2015, we saw people walking around giving, milk, water to people, not on the first day, but definitely on the second day and the third day that we had this thing. And we had no intimation of how severe this whole cyclone was going to be. It was like saying that, yes, we are all geared up. We will, we are prepared for this, and things will all be handled very well. But unfortunately, it wasn't handled. And my biggest worry is that, when you have elderly folks in the flat and in the houses around here, what happens if there's an emergency? The hospital is just, 250 meters from here. I can't get there. Nobody can reach there. That's the situation.
Kasturi Shankar, were you at all impacted by the floods? And, you've heard a couple of the views on this program. Could you share your thoughts about the mess that we've seen in Chennai and the greater Chennai area over the last couple of days?
Mr. George Abraham lives in Venus Colony. Sir, where do you live? I may be your neighbor.
I live on the first street.
Right. So you know where I live. I live in supposedly the second most expensive area, star-studded area, Poise Garden. And we all know how Poise Garden looks even now, to this minute. We couldn't get out of the house because we actually started because of all the social media weatherman service, and I have to thank them. It's not the government that gave us any advance notice. It were the weathermen who are operating on a daily basis on social media. They warned us about Cyclone Michaung. So we evacuated our living room. We evacuated the low-lying areas, and we were calling constantly for help. My house is surrounded by restaurants and commercial office buildings and stuff. So this is in a place where Rajinikanth lives. This is where Jayalalitha's house is. This is where Dhanush lives. This is a star-studded area, and it was completely full. My house is a heritage house. It's 70 years old, so it's lower than the road. The biggest problem, I think problem number one, is that roads have been laid historically without milling the previous level. So roads have gotten higher than the residential areas. So today when you see all these photos of, there is no water on the roads, that is true. There's no water on the roads because they've all receded into houses. They've all receded into the residential areas. So you'll find a Mount Road looking spick and span because all the houses, all the even low-income housing are...
We've lost the signal. We'll come back to her. Mr. Annadurai, spokesperson of the DMK, what can the government actually explain to people? Kasturi, half a sec. We'll come back to you. We lost your signal for a second. I'll come back to you. Mr. Annadurai, how would you respond to people on this program?
See, this is, these rains are unprecedented. For 2 days, it was almost around 45 centimeters. Nobody imagined. Nobody could have ever imagined that this is the kind of rains that will pummel Chennai, because the cyclone, which was supposed to pass away, was there stagnation for 2 days and gave this unprecedented rains. And the government machinery was there. We were all prepared. But what this magnitude of rain, this is a natural disaster. So whatever we could do, see, Chennai had this problem of flooding, frequent flooding. So in 2021, for a simple rain, the entire Chennai was flooded. Then we said, we had a committee, and this committee went through and identified this is how it should be done. And it was done. In 2022, there were no complaints. Even in 2023, in November rains, there was not a drop of water on the city of Chennai due to the storm water rains, but these rains, nobody could have imagined this gargantuan rain. That is the whole problem. And rather than the city, the worst affected were the southern suburbs and the northern suburbs. And because of these 2 days rains, one day there was little lack of communication in reaching out to the people. And now, yesterday and today, all these things are one by one, everything is being set right.
Okay,
and
Mr. Anuradha, just half a second. Ramesh Sundar, you've been listening in to this explanation. Does that satisfy you?
No, I'm not fully blaming the government, because as Mr. Anuradha said, it was an unprecedented thing. But then what happens is that it makes the citizens think. I traveled in a metro yesterday. Now the way metro, not a single drop of water is there in entire tunnels of metro. I'm asking you, when technology can go to that level for construction of metro, for a salt drainage, what is the problem where are the PWD engineers today? Nobody has come to our area. Where are the people's representatives are coming? But where are the engineers for that construction of the stormwater dams?
No, that's a valid, that's a really valid point. Mr. Anuradha, that's a valid point.
Yes.
How would you answer this? Whatever has been constructed from 2015 has not been effective in a situation like this. No one can deny that.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. See, I don't want to play a political game.
No, not at all. Not at all. These are residents in the city, and they're upset, and they have reason to be upset.
Sir, I am also not in any way talking politically.
No, not
at all. I totally respect. I can totally understand.
Go ahead, Mr.
Anuradha.
Go ahead, Mr. Anuradha.
Yeah. The kind of trauma you people are all have undergone, that's what I've said. This government is willing to do. It is willing to walk the last mile for the convenience of the citizens. The only problem is this. That is what I said. This is unprecedented. We were prepared for probably a 30 centimeter rain or a 35 centimeter rain. That is what 2015, when the entire city was down, it was 24 centimeter. Probably we were prepared for a 35 centimeter rain, but this is almost around 50 centimeters. See, that is the whole problem, and we have risen up to the occasion, and Mr. Gentleman has spoken how well the metro rail is being done. See, exactly, that is what we have done so far, it is able to stand. But the another reason why the water is not draining is because of that sea did not accept the outflow from the Kuvam and the Araya River. That is the big problem. High tide, it was other time, there was high tide and the cyclone. It did not allow the water to channel into the sea. That was the big problem. And now, see, today the situation is better. Yesterday it was not better. Today the situation is better. We will be able to address all these issues probably in a day or two. We will limp back to normalcy at the earliest possible time.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see how that works out. Nandita Krishnan, the environmentalist, also with us. Nandita, the fact of the matter is that as a result of climate change, there is now very much a pattern which exists. Extreme weather events taking place on either seaboard, cyclones of increasing frequency, and also in some cases intensity. Therefore, low-lying areas, Tamil Nadu has proven to be particularly vulnerable, Andhra Pradesh, parts of Bengal as well, even Maharashtra, which nobody expected last year in quite the same way. Is this perhaps a new normal right, which we need to prepare for. And therefore, preparation means genuinely rethinking about the state of our cities, because not many people, by the grace of God, have died this time around, but this could have been much worse. Ma'am, can you unmute yourself? Okay, no, we can't hear you. Let me take that to Ajit George Abraham. Ajit, that's the point. Would you have anything to reflect with regard to that? There is a climate change event which is taking place, and we have to think about our cities.
Absolutely, Vishnu. I think you're bang on that, in the sense that we are going to see this year after year, or, you know, once in every 4 or 5 years. But I think where I would have possibly expected the government to play a more important part is to communicate to the people in advance, saying that, look, we have this cyclone coming. We have no idea the intensity. Be prepared. If you are living in a low area, move out. If you are in an area, stock up with food. You know, at least proactive communication. See, when I'm not taking it into a political angle, but when elections happen, there are people walking around and telling that and talking to you at your doorstep and all of that. I think that's something they could have, you know, used that machinery to reach out to the people in across the cities, across the state rather, and get them prepared to deal with such a situation. And many people have lost, you know, huge amounts of their livelihood, their assets, you know, and that's, you can't do that year after year.
In fact, Mr. Annadurai, that's going to be the next nightmare.
Yes.
The damage is going to be huge. I know that you made, what, a 5,000 crore request to the center for starters, but, you know, I mean, the entire concept of insurance of property is not very well established in any part of our country. The number of cars which would be damaged, I mean, huge, absolutely. And public infrastructure. Structural damage to buildings, perhaps the biggest worry over here, something which is very difficult to even get a grip on. How are you going to deal with all of that?
See, that's what I think the government, in the first instance, we have sought for 5,000 crores of funds from the union government. They have promised, I think they have sent around 500 crores. And again, a detailed estimate would be prepared how this is going to be done. And the first priority would be to ensure that all the other, the flood, that is how to mitigate, however, the problems faced by the common man on the suburbs, then we will think about how to go about this structural damage and other things. At least in Chennai, I think are all pakka concrete buildings, so there shouldn't be any problem because the water was stagnating for a few days. So that is how it is going to be. And the other important thing is this. See, with the respect to the gentleman who was here, enough warnings were given. We were asking, almost in all the television channels, the last from Saturday, this is what has been going on. All the schools were closed, that this is going to be a huge event. This is going to be a big event. And please don't come out of the house. This is the request made by all the police personnel, the corporation officials, through everybody. This was the request. Come what may, please stay inside your house on Sunday and on Monday. This is the messaging that was sent out by the government. See, that's what I'm saying. Probably the next planning should be, we should plan for 100 centimeter of rain. What will we do?
That is something which we've known all along. The fact of the matter is that it's not just the city of Chennai. Across our country, we've already had wake up calls. The intensity of the impact of the cyclone, which we saw off the coast of Maharashtra, its impact in the greater Mumbai area. We've had an event in 2015 in Chennai. And now this is taking place again. So we can keep talking about this. Chances are we'll talk about it the next time it happens as well. Is that, Kasturi, your big worry, that we love to talk because that's something we do in terms of fixing our cities, given the urban sprawl? It's nightmarish to change it. Where does the money come from? Legally, is it even possible?
The biggest problem here is the apathy and the denial that the government wants to stay in. You know, you can't even start trying to solve a problem if you're already denying it and you're saying there's no, you know, all the roads are looking spick and span. 2 days into the cyclone, this is what we saw. I mean, it's a very wrong message. Mr. Annadurai was talking, as Saravanan was talking about the messages they sent on Sunday. Excuse me, on your channels, on your official channels, you are showing a Bollywood actor being rescued with a national badminton champion and her dog when there are people out there with absolutely no access to the helplines. That is not the message to send. You have to get to, till today there are people, and you are seeing that from the residents themselves. Forget about me. I'm living there. My house, we were not able to come. We had to swim out of it because we had 4 feet of water. There was no way we could ask for help. Car is gone. TVs are gone. Furniture is gone. House is completely total. And we can't ask for help because I'm a known person. Forget about me. All my neighbors, what are they going to do? For many people, the house is their life saving and it's completely wiped out. What kind of insurance or relief are they all going to get? None of these messages. Just again and again, a procession of all these shiny roads, main roads on TV. That is apathetic to the actual problem. You know, somebody talked about eradicating Sanatana like malaria. Now we are going to get malaria to eradicate. We are going to have to deal with that.
No, in fact, you raise an important point, Kasturi Shankar, that, you know, the health situation. And so one final word on that, Mr. Annadurai.
Yes.
You know, stagnant water is dangerous. So what are you going to do about that?
See, the government is very well prepared on how to go about this. See, that's what I'm saying, that we could have done more, it's probably yesterday morning and day before yesterday, but now we are on track. The government, we have efficient officials who will be able to do the last mile thing and medical camps. This is, everybody, the top priority of the government was one thing. Ensure that there is food and medical facilities. Now we have had huge medical camps and the next thing would be defogging and fumigating all the places where there is a lot of other issues, and we will definitely rise up to this occasion. The government will stand with the people of the state.
All right, we'll leave it over there. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And all of you, do take care. And hopefully the damage is not that bad. And hopefully you can get back to your normal life sooner than later. Appreciate the fact that you've been able to speak to us. We've been trying to reach out to so many people in Chennai. We weren't able to. Communications were shut. There was no electricity. But hearing these voices, so very important for us and for the country. Thank you very much indeed.